I read that in 2024 they hope to land the first woman on the moon. We can only hope. Her name is Alice.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. This here is Hank Hill from Arlen, Texas. My wife, Peggy, and my son, Bobby, and I want to buy a house in Santa Barbara. I tell you what, Santa Barbara's got some of the best weather out here. We're ready to write an offer, but it's subject to my boss, Mr. Strickland, opening up a propane dealership there in Santa Barbara. Is that okay with you?
I got an update on propane from Frank. He uses his propane about once a week and could take 4 months to his barbecue. Could take 4 months to go through a tank. Jeff moved in with his in his wife's house, and he couldn't wait to get rid of that propane and hook it up to natural gas. He was just has an anathema to have to pay and take a tank, and you know, he's convinced that he's saving thousands of dollars a year on gas. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. I have a natural gas barbecue and a propane barbecue, in case the natural gas goes out, a little backup, and a charcoal Weber kettle barbecue. So, my guest today, bad to the bone, George Bodone. He's been on a couple of times. He was a real estate developer. Actually, originally, he was a title officer in California for 20 years. Then, of late, he went to Hawaii, living there, doing development, real estate development. He told us about something a couple of years ago. We'll get an update on this big, huge Hawaiian development turned into a coffee development instead. And he works with Forever Pure, a desalination plant that's creating water, drinking water for little islands in the middle of nowhere. It works on solar. Fourth segment, I'm having throat surgery. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. And year to date, we'll do in the first segment. Last week, we played a pre-recorded program for July 4th. I mean, out of 24 years, have done that maybe five times. In 24 years, almost never missed a live program. Went to Florida once, did it on the phone there. Went to Scottsdale, did it on the phone there. So, Bob's your uncle. So because I wasn't here last week, we didn't do the MLS update. And I happened, as of the last week was the 26th week of the year, I did year-to-date pretty much, you know, almost 6 months, almost the midway point. Pretty much was almost exactly the midway point. And I pulled numbers without Montecito and Hope Ranch. And, oh, that's nice. Telling me to call forward when I did that. It's supposed to be at 1 minute before the hour or 1 minute after the hour. So we pulled out Montecito and Hope Ranch for the first 6 months of the year, and there are 403 sales in 2022 without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Skipping last year, because it was such a fluke, anomaly, crazy high numbers, 2020 was 347. Now, 2020 was in March when COVID hit, so there was a bit of a stall. So that wasn't a great comparison. So I went back to 2019, first 6 months of the year, single-family sales without Hope Ranch and Montecito, and there were 424 sales. So even though the inventory is painfully low right now and sales are slowing down, not too far below 2019's 424 for the first 6 months versus 2022, 403 without Hope Ranch and Montecito. With Hope Ranch and Montecito, 518 sales, and in 2020, 449, and in 2019, 538. So again, close. But last year, 504 sales for the first 6 months without Montecito and Hope Ranch, and this year 403. So last year, clearly, the anomaly. Now, for the 27th week of the year, for the week ending July 8th, 2022, I took a look at, in addition to year-to-date and Montecito only, I took a look at districts. And just Santa Barbara, 225 sales for the first 27 weeks of the year. Skipping last year's 334, 2020 was 215. So 2022 is higher. 2019 was 275. 2018 was 279. And 2017 was 288. And this year, 225. So that's Santa Barbara only, first 6 months and 1 week. Goleta, 145 sales for the first 6 months and week of 2022. Last year, 151. So look at the huge increase in 2021's banner year in Santa Barbara, yet Goleta, pretty consistent. And in 2020, Goleta was 106, 134 in 2019, 142 in 2018, 150 in 2017, and Goleta, 145. So Goleta, kind of consistent, not going super high, super low, doing well. Again, this is just by district, single-family sales for the first 6 months and 1 week of 2022. Carpinteria, 42 sales. They bested last year's 36 sales. Now, that's really strange because 2021 is just so high. So 42 sales in Carp. In 2020, they had 37. It's about the same as 2021. 45 sales, though, in 2019. This year, 42. 41 in 2018, 48 in 2017. So Carp, like Goleta, a little more consistent, not highs and lows, but shockingly, more sales than 2021. That's really the takeaway here. Montecito, 98 sales, 2020, 99, 2019, 84, 2018, 62, 2017, 86. So here are at 98 sales, Montecito, better than all those years, but of course can't be better than last year's 173 number of single-family sales first 6 months, 1 week of the year. And then finally, Hope Ranch, 19 sales, single-family sales, first 6 months and 1 week of 2022. Last year, 38. That's half. But that's not unexpected. 19, 2022 is better than 2020's 14 sales. 2019, 23 sales. 2018, 23 sales. 2017, 18 sales. So again, Hope Ranch, you know, again, with the exception of last year. But the big surprise is Carpinteria, first 6 months, 1 week of the year, more single-family sales than last year. That's very, very surprising. How surprised are you? Finally, year-to-date, $2.3 million is the median price. Last year, it was $2,050,000. And I have nothing left else to say. I did see a movie about a reverse mortgage, had a guest on multiple times, the mortgage professor. You could Google mortgageprofessor.com. I learned a man I knew took out a reverse mortgage, and I thought, gee, I deduced that he was hard up for cash, but that wasn't the case at all. He took it out. He only took out a portion of what he could have taken out, and he invested the money and made money. So I saw a movie called Come Hell or High Water, which is actually a term that's related to a lease. And in the movie, it features a reverse mortgage, kind of predicated on a reverse mortgage. 2015 movie with Jeff Bridges, Come Hell or High Water. I will recommend that. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. And we're here from our guest from Hawaii. Talk about some development in Hawaii and his desalination company plant that he works for. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.